Grand meeting open at 7:30. The presiding member advises all attendees that the meeting is being recorded and is required by section 523A of the Local Government Act 1995 and regulations 14F to 14I of the Local Government Administration Regulations 96. Attendance. Two apologies.
Leaves of absence, hopefully.
So,
right, actually, we've got two apologies at this stage.
Two apologies.
Yeah, because we haven't got, we haven't got to that section to approve their leave of absence yet.
So, apologies to Adam and to Brian. Now, on leave of absence.
So, given apologies.
Yeah, and announcements by presiding member Neil.
Excuse me, Mr. Chair. Just like to note that there's members of the public here from Axiata, Graham and Andrew. I'll note that in the minutes as well. Welcome.
So, members of the public, announcement from presiding member Neil, response to previous question time, Neil. Public question time.
Through the chair, we did have some questions from the gentleman here who advised me this afternoon that based on the fact that there's going to be changes to the item 14.1 of local planning policy, if that goes through, they've seen the amended version, and so they've decided to withdraw their questions at this time.
Thank you. So, no public questions. Commissioners' deputation presentations.
We just wondered if Tony told us that you had mentioned about talking to council at some stage, and I know that you may want to have a presentation, PowerPoint and all of that prepared, but if there was anything that you wanted to talk to us about now, then I guess particularly because you've come down, you might want to take that opportunity.
Yeah, sure. Well, I appreciate the invitation. It would be great, perhaps we can schedule at the next meeting if that would be appropriate to perhaps give a presentation on our project and answer any questions that you might have about our activities. Would that be acceptable?
Yeah, Tony will get back to you in terms of the time, only because we're just waiting. We may have another presentation next month.
Sure.
If not, absolutely, by all means.
Thank you.
Right, so presentations, applications for leave of absence. We have two, Adam Squires, Councillor Squires and Councillor Pearce. I have a move and a second for that, please, Councillor Sauer. Second by Councillor Lumpkin. Speak on behalf of the motion.
Thank you.
All those in favour? 5-0. Disclosure of interests. We have three for item 14.1 and one for the item 13.1. You have to move a second.
But you need to tell people what they are.
One's a binding, three are from, well, one from Duncan South, Councillor South, Councillor Prowse, and
both financial interest and Councillor Harrington's is a impartiality. 14.1 and 13.1 is a impartiality. Second of those. Now, confirmation of minutes of previous meeting held. I have a motion for that, please.
Councillor.
Seconded. Councillor South. I'll speak on behalf of it. South. Councillor. Can I? Voting, please. All those in favour? 5-0. Reports from councillors. I have attended a 4WDL meeting Tuesday with Councillor Harrington. I'll probably let Councillor Harrington do the report, as she was very good at it. Other than that, we've had audit, two audit meetings. That's about it for me. Councillor Harrington.
Thank you, Mr. President. My report is actually quite short tonight, but it's Tuesday the 18th of March. I attended the Annual Audit Review Committee excerpt meeting online. An agenda item has been prepared for tonight's meeting. Wednesday the 19th of March, I met with the CEO and Projects Officer to discuss wind farm activity and future plans for further community consultation and engagement. On Tuesday the 25th of March, I attended the 4WDL meeting with President, CEO and NCS in Wagen. The minutes are not yet sent out, but the discussions were around the strategic plan with each shire taking the lead on their respective categories within the strategic document. Each shire provided an update and their plans for 2025. This afternoon, I attended the Annual Audit Review Committee entry meeting to discuss the 2025 audit requirements and dates. And that's it for me. Thanks.
You can answer the Harrington. So, Pierce, not it. Councillor Lucky.
Nothing for me.
Councillor South.
Yes, thanks, Mr. President. Down I went to the 14th of March to a regional road group meeting with Pin with CASC. Yeah, I mentioned earlier that the next financial year they'll be doing the passing lane going up Perry's Hill. Not much other than that to report. Thank you.
You, Councillor Squires, not here. Councillor Prowse.
Yeah, thank you. A week ago, I had a meeting with Works Manager Gary Emerson about gravel supplies and the gravel acquisition policy.
Thank you. Defining 11.1. Compliance order return for 2024. Then did you want to have anything on this?
Thank you, Mr. President. It's simply that this has gone through the audit and risk committee last week, whenever it was, and they've recommended to the council adopt the compliance audit return for 2024. There was nothing that we weren't doing that was picked up in this return. So I'm confident that from a compliance perspective, we're still operating at a very acceptable level.
Move that, please. Councillor Harrington. Second by Councillor Lumpke.
Just speaking for the motion, I'd just like to pass my congratulations on to the finance team and other employees involved in the audit process. It was an excellent result. Thank you.
So, lucky.
Thank you.
All those in favour? 5-0.
Yeah. I have to sign my copy up. Did ask Renee to print up a second copy for you, didn't leave it on me. Yes.
Well. Okay, next item, 11.2, page 21. An abundant amendment, purchase a portion of lot 501, positive plan 55441, which is the old Constellation Masters house. Self-explanatory, I think. Do I have a move to that place? Seconded by Councillor Brown. People in Parliament.
No, it's pretty straightforward.
Thank you. All those in favour? 0. Item 11.3.32 is contract of sale for the portion of lot 501 on the deposit plan 55441 of Station Master's house. I can move with that, please. Seconded by Councillor South. Councillor Harrington, did you want to say?
In favour of the motion. It's part of our housing strategies that we've been working on over the last couple of years, and it's great that it's finally come into transfer to the Shire.
Councillor South?
No, thank you.
Okay, any other conversation on that? All those in favour? 0.
That's
all right.
Select. 11.4 on page 54.
It's local emergency management committee amended terms of reference. Is there anything on this bit?
I just wanted to say that there's a spelling error in that I have a new term of reference. Which is, because it's just a minor spelling mistake, it doesn't necessarily need to be an amendment to the resolution or anything, but we'll fix it up. It's, I think Arthur was spelled incorrectly, and Councillor Harrington picked that up. Wasn't concerned about the instances of it in the old policy because it's been replaced.
No, I wasn't concerned at all. I've just spelled me out onto my other side, except for the line.
Absolutely. Mr. OCD.
I did ask Renee if she had used the spell checker, and she said that nothing was coming up in red, so she didn't bother. So I said, spell checker, always.
It could be that person, so
yeah.
Move for that, please.
Yeah.
Slovaki. Take a goodbye.
That's fair.
Councillors, well, did you want to say?
No, thank you.
Councillor Harrington? Just look it. All those in favour? 5-0. Item 12.1 on page 67. financial reports. You want to say anything on this one?
Okay, Daniel Thomas, any questions?
Over flat, please. Lovely. Okay, seconded by Councillor South. You want to say anything?
No, thank you.
Councillor South?
No, thanks.
Any other comments? Voting. 24. 5-0. Item 12.2 on page 93, accounts for payments listing. Vote for that, please. Lumpy. Seconded by Councillor Prowse. Councillor Lumpy, did you want to say anything?
No, thank you.
Councillor Prowse,
no, thank you.
Any other comments? Any further voting? 24, 5-0. Item 12.3 on page.
Just having a recommendation. The recommendation says the corporate card credit card facility transaction summary from the 26th of January to the 24th of January 2025, and the dates aren't reflective of what's been attached. Sorry, I'm going to say.
I'm happy to change that to 24th of February. In there, again, I believe that it's actually changing anything to do with the actual item other than fixing up an actual error. So if you're happy for me to do that in the minutes, we'll fix that up. I presume that is supposed to be 24th of February, the second figure, and item 2 of the recommendation.
24.
Yes,
yeah. Can you give the down? Well, hang on, let's get this right. What should
so that say? 25th of January to 25th of February. Okay. Reconciliation.
Change in the minutes.
Yeah. 4.3 is 3. Regulation settlement review and financial management system review 25. Did you want to say anything on this?
The chair, no. I think it was presented in the already listed as well, and that's the recommendation of the council to accept the thing.
Have a motion that, please.
Yeah. So,
seconded by Councillor Sarah. So, Harry, can you come say? Councillor South. Any other comments? Voting. That's 4. 5-0. Monthly yearly budget review.
Do you want to say anything on
I think we have listed all the details of the business as you're going from. It's due to extra staff requirements. We have been junior and coming up with staff as well in some other area in the budget group process.
But Chair, if I could just say in regards to that staff costs, it's because we had a number of people who had to be paid out because they retired during the year or people were taking on a service leave that they needed to be paid. So ideally, that's what we use the leave reserve for, to actually support that sort of expenses.
Can I have a move of that, please? Councillor Lupke. Seconded by Councillor Prowse. So Lupke, do you want to say anything?
That's fairly self-explanatory.
Councillor Prowse, thank you. Any other comments? Voting. 4-0. Changes to the superannuation code contribution for staff. You want to say anything?
Thank you. Lifting from 1.5% to 5%.
Can I have a move, please?
Chair, there's three options there.
Second it, then take that through the options.
My apologies, Mr. President.
Can I have a move for that, please? Yes, all right. Second by as the first. Now the options are: option one is for council to approve the increase maximum superannuation of 5%, or council approve the increase of maximum super contribution to 3.5, or that council leave the maximum super contribution at or co-contribution at 1.5%. Comments, please.
I'm definitely in favour of increasing the super co-contribution. I think it's a great tool to attract and retain staff. If around the 3.5% probably is appropriate for this year, with the intention of perhaps looking at it again next year.
So it's option three.
Copying up here, Mr. President.
Any other comments?
I would tend to agree with Karen. It seems a big jump from 1.5 to 5. Possibly a staggered approach is probably a good idea.
Yeah, well, I'm in agreement with that.
Yeah, I think 3.5 is appropriate.
Okay, so we will go option two, and all those in favour of option two is 5-0. Western Services, 13.1 on page 152.
Someone's declared an interest.
And Councillor Prowse has declared an interest. Is a
partiality interest. That is,
yep. Gary, did you want to say anything on this?
Well, I think it's just what discussed with Councillor Prowse over a few issues that we rectified and council, which I think we covered, and we bring back to council just for the approval.
Motion for that, please, Councillor Hopkins. Yeah, seconded by Councillor Harrington. Office recommendation, the council pursuant to the section 2.72B of the Local Government Act 1995 by an absolute majority adopt the attached gravel and sand acquisition policy as presented and direct the CEO to include the new council policy manual as a replacement for existing policy W7 road making materials. Any other comments?
Yeah, I just wanted to say well done to Gary, Cass and Russell for taking this on. I think that some really excellent research has been undertaken for this policy, and I think it's a really robust one going forward.
Thank you, Councillor Harrington. Councillor Lufkin, can you must say?
No, thank you.
Right, all those in favour? 5-0. And 14.1, 158. Regular PV services, proposed local planning policy. Number 5 on wind farms.
Through, sure, mate.
Yep.
Yep. Let's move on. Very natural.
Just so councillors Prowse and South left the chambers as they declared a financial interest in the site.
Okay. Vince, did you want to do a summary of this or not really? It's pretty well self-explanatory.
Well, I guess just through the chair. This has been the subject of a policy that was done last year, and came to council, was adopted for advertising, went out for advertising. Some comments we did receive and were incorporated into the updated policy. Over the last few days, we've had some commentary from developers and from landowners in regards to particular elements of the actual policy. With our planning consultant, we've gone back and looked at it, and we've made changes to it. So copies of this policy have been provided to councillors and also to landowners that have spoken with me, and also to the developers that have spoken with me. And we believe we've addressed the issues. And so it is now presented. I'd like to just, we'll make a note in the actual minutes that the actual document, which is actually being presented here, has been amended so that the correct updated one will appear in the actual minutes.
You need to move for this place. Seconded by Councillor Lufkin. All those in favour?
Well,
hang on. Councillor Harrington, would you like to speak?
Yes, I'd like to speak to the motion. Voting in favour of accepting the local planning policy number 5 wind farms. It's been a couple of years in the making that we've been working on it, and I feel like this document's an important guide to help us through the navigation to the renewable energy space, and it will work in conjunction with all our other proposed policy documents and consultation papers that may arise in the future.
Thank you, Councillor Harrington. Councillor Lutfi?
No, thank you.
A comment? Any other comments? What else is here? All those in the favour? 3-0.
Okay, just to clarify for through the chair, the fact that it's a simple majority, so rather than absolute majority, so even though we've only got 3 voting for it, we've only got 5 here today, and that's a simple majority. So, that's.
Okay. Ask for a continued to be hit up. Just letting the councillors know that the outside, and that it was passed 3-0. Okay, we'll go to item. And 14.2, page 188. Owens Road dedication with Johnson Drive. This is to get access now onto Thompson Drive from the view. Subdivision, thank you. Ben, did you want to say?
I think it's fairly straightforward, President. Governments, what's the normal, fairly accurate, not so much accurate, but even the rate. So, as you said, it's simply we're required to, mainly for fire management purposes, have an additional access to the new subdivision. So, it needs to come out on Johnson Drive, and that's what this recommendation is doing, excising a portion of the road, excising a portion of the road reserve. Dedicating it as a road.
Okay, can I move from that, please? Yes. Thank you, Councillor South. Mr. Prowse, did you want to say anything? Councillor South, did you want to say any other comments?
I think this is an important step in the one of our housing strategies is the development of Burrows Street West. So I think we can move to start to the project.
Okay. All those in favour? 5-0. Based on which previous notes have been given, Bill, your urgent business, Bill, that is behind closed doors, Bill, closure of meeting at 8:04.